Over the next few days, Dave Howard has a special guest that he's interviewing about a subject that is very important in our town, and many may not even know anything about it. So it's time for us to hear the truth and get involved before it's too late.
Today we are with Dick Pence, and we're going to be talking about what's going on across the country, really. It is the NDO that is being pushed by the ACLU, which is the
American Civil Liberties,
Union, and other gay entities. And first of all, Dick, would you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I have a varied background. I've worked in agriculture and the Air Force and preached and so forth. But the last few years, I've really focused on Christian worldview and reading about the things that we're going to discuss this morning. I guess it was out of that reading about worldview issues and especially recognizing different worldviews, and we're going to speak about a couple of those worldviews this morning. One is Christian, one is a Marxist worldview, others that we won't mention right now. It happens that the Montana Family Foundation asked us a few months ago to work with what we call the Billings Family Action Group, and so we've been busily engaged in trying to engage the conversation about the Billings non-discrimination issue. And I want to say right up front, David, that we want to speak with grace and respect about those that we differ with, but we think these things are so important that we can't just lay them aside.
Well, thank you for that, Dick. So how will the NDO, or the non-discrimination ordinance, that is being sponsored by the ACLU and its homosexual allies, affect citizens, businesses, and the church? Maybe you could go through that.
Cultural change issues do not just come out of the blue. There's always a history and roots involved in this. And I'd just like to look at three parts of that history briefly. I want to look at, first, what is the Marxist worldview agenda? What is the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union's agenda? And then how does that tie to the agenda of the LGBT elite activists? I want to emphasize the activist part because so many of the folks that we see on a local level even probably are not aware of some of the things we're going to talk about. And again, our hearts go out to those people.
Well, can you walk us through these issues briefly?
When you talk about the background of these movements, I realize that the general public may not be well aware of this kind of language, even think about it as conspiracy language. But I assure you that from my background, reading and so forth, what I'm saying is well documented. Well, and it's risky to talk about these things, but I think it's so important that we probably need to dare to do that. And I would add that I think much of the public is much more aware these days that we will talk about to some degree. So we'll take up number one. What is the worldview of the Marxist agenda? And in 1983, Cleon Skousen, I'll get the name right here in a minute, wrote a book called The Naked Communist, and he outlined 45 goals of the Communist Party. Those, by the way, were entered into the congressional record in 1963. I'm going to just read four of those. Number 25, break down cultural standards for morality by promoting pornography and obscenity. Number 26, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Number 27, infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. And then jumping to number 40, this is very important, discredit the family as an institution.
Voice of Truth. If any of this information is news to you, be sure to tune into the Voice of Truth wake-up call next time, and be sure to ask a friend to join you. And if you have questions for Dave or Dick, contact them through the website foxholeministry.com.